You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. All right, let's take a little break and talk about guilty pleasures for a moment, such as snuggly sheepskin boots, the kinds that are favored by celebs, despised by fashionistas, adored despite their humble appearance. Yep, I'm talking about Uggs. Try as you might, Ugg haters, they are not going away. Legend has it that Uggs started out as cheap sheepskin slippers worn mostly by Australian surfers decades ago, but flash forward to celebrity status and a sudden resurgence in sales. Marissa Meltzer wrote all about the boots and their undying popularity for The Guardian. Hey, Marissa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So I have to say that this story is close to my heart because I own Uggs and and one day I left my...
Tell me your story.
I know, one day I left my Uggs on top of the heater vent. And then I put them on and I was like, well, that's what love feels like. Warm Uggs.
Right?
So surfers are cool and skaters are cool and they played a role, it sounds like, in the popularity. But when did the celebrities come in?
The celebrities came in, I would say, in probably the early 90s. There was a certain kind of celebrity like Pamela Anderson or someone like Kate Hudson who grew up on the beach and wore Uggs as part of that Venice lifestyle that they were living. And they slowly caught on until, you know, they were this kind of early 2000s juggernaut, really.
So then came the wave of haters, and they still exist.
Inevitably.
Yeah, do they hate comfort? Who are these people? Who are the haters?
There are people who hate vacation. No, you know, Uggs are ugly.
Yep.
I think that it's okay to say that. Fashion has a long history of liking things that are ugly, though, so that's probably not it. They skewed maybe a little bit sorority girl. You know, they just loved Uggs the way they love pumpkin spice lattes, and that's easy to make fun of.
But so here's this resurgence. Ugg sales in 2014, 2015 up 12.6% to $1.5 billion. What's that about?
They're expanding. There are Ugg standalone retail stores. The first one was in Soho in New York. And Asia is such a big market for them that the highest grossing Ugg store in the world is Honolulu, which is not really, you know, Ugg-friendly weather. And it's not the surfers who are keeping them in business. It's the Asian tourists.
So just off the top of your head, can you think of another, I don't know, fashion item that has just been so unashamedly ugly that people just said, I don't care. It's so wonderful. I'm not going to, I guess Crocs.
Crocs. I'm a big fan of clogs. They're not as ugly, but they're definitely a little homely. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many caftans. I'm basically just going through my own wardrobe of things that I wear all the time.
That's Marissa Meltzer. She wrote Ugg, The Look That Refused to Die for The Guardian. Thanks so much, Marissa.
Thank you.